Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Today is another day, another fantastic show that we have prepared for you today. And today's subject is House of Culture. And we're going to be talking to an amazing, amazing guest that is here today at our Lizzie T Radio Show. And I cannot forget. I know I take time every single show to thank our listeners, but I have to. I have to because we've been so successful with the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we are so happy and honored that we have been receiving so many emails and so many comments in our fan page. And our fan page is going over 2,200 listeners right now. So it's a very proud moment for us, and it's a very proud moment for all of you that are participating on the Lizzie T Radio Show and being part of this amazing, amazing network, really, that we have all over Canada, the U.S., and also overseas, and Australia, South America, and UK. So thank you again for being able to participate and to being able to listen to us. If you need to get a hold of us, please contact us radio@lizt.ca. Again, is radio@lizt.ca. And our fan page is Facebook/LizzieTRadio. Facebook/LizzieTRadio. So I will have right now a bio from the guest that we have coming on the show right now. And here it is.
The House of Culture of Magma Fraternita Universalism Foundation, Dr. Sergei Reynaud de la Ferrière Nonprofit Corporation, is a house of high culture concentrated on the study, research, and dimension and veneration of culture. In agreement with the bylaw of the Magna Fraternita Universalis, the House of Culture is an apolitical organism. The Magna Fraternita Universalis Foundation is a nonprofit world cultural institute. Our objectives are the following: be worldwide and cultural institution that unites science, philosophy, art, and into a public mission for intellectual re-education and spiritual, partner with associations, institutions, and organizations that are humanitarian, philosophic, science, and artistic, promote cultural investigation and re-education, create more peaceful, harmonious, and integrated society by means of two previous objectives: work in favor of societies identified, work in favor of society's identity, and its integration into the future.
And without further ado, I will bring our guest. And we're back. This is again your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Again, I want to mention that this show could not be possible without our sponsorship, and we are welcome anyone who is out there listening to our Lizzie T Radio Show to be able to sponsor us. Right now, we're being sponsored by SJ Consultant, Image Consultant. So if you're looking for being able to how to dress for success, please contact SJ Consultant Creation. So without further ado, I will bring our guest on the line. He's Ivan Andres Romo, and he's going to be talking all about all the questions that you guys have submitted and all the questions about House of Hello,
Hello
Ivan.
Hello,
how are
Liz.
You? I am fantastic. Thank you so much for being able to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are happy and honored, and we have so much questions. It's such a mystical, the house of culture. We want to know more about it. But before we start, I just want to be able to warm things up a little bit and just make sure that you feel comfortable being on the Lizzie T Radio Show. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I love to play those little games. So tell me, what's your favorite color?
I would have to say I have two favorite colors, blue and white.
Okay. I have this thing with colors, and I read people's personality. Not that I'm a reader or anything like that. It's just I just like to know. But I know blue talks about power, people that like power. It's calming. Blue is calming and somebody who's generous. And I like that. Now you say white. White is intriguing. I'm pretty sure white talks about, and let me just take a look. I have this website here which it tells me all about the colors, and you know what? The color white is the white of is the most complete and pure, and is the color of perfection. There you go. So you are a perfectionist person. Now, all the listeners want to know, so thank you so much for sharing that and for being part of that little game. Now, tell us, what is the house?
Well, thank you. First of all, I just want to thank you for inviting us here to the radio show, the Lizzie T Radio Show. It's as well an honor for us to be a part of this show that's very interesting. And, well, the House of Culture is an organism of the Magna Fraternity Universalis Foundation, and it's what its name implies. It's a house of culture. So we do various cultural activities. We have cinema forums. We have lectures. We have yoga classes. We have cooking classes, various things. And all of this is in a greater sense of culture, because culture, what we promote as culture, is not necessarily something as ethnicity, which a lot of times it's understood as, but it's in its greater sense of a vision of life. So the House of Culture, amongst its various objectives, it tries to show a different way of living, to expand our vision on life. And the House of Culture exists in many countries. Some of our most, some of the more noted countries where it's more developed is in Peru, in Venezuela, in Mexico, and in other areas of Latin America.
That's very interesting. When I was looking at your website, and by the way, listeners, Ivan Andres Romo is the Secretary of Information and Technology for the House of Culture. This show is recorded, so if anyone would like to be able to pass this information along, we'll be on our fan page, the Lizzie T Radio Show, plus we'll be on our website and on Blog Talk Radio. So now, how this came about, how this got originated, I mean, I thank you so much for the explanation, because honestly, if it wouldn't be for Facebook, I wouldn't be able to be aware of this. And how did this came about?
Well, the House of Culture, it's interesting. Its origins are actually very, it's very complex, and it's very interesting, but it originated out of the foundation called the Magna Fraternity Universalis, that is a cultural institution, and as part of its mission of culture in a greater sense, arose the need of a house of culture. Now, in Latin America as well, there are houses of cultures, sometimes even integrated within the even in the governmental systems in certain countries. Like, for example, in Ecuador, they have a large house of culture. But this is a bit different. It has its own personality. It has its own characteristics, very different from a lot of times what people think of also when they think of houses of culture. The house of culture as well stems from a need of one of the objectives of re-educating, a re-education of society. It as well comes out of the need for a lot of the confusions that can exist within society and to help with those different aspects, as well as the need of maintaining the patrimony, saving the patrimony of different cultures in now the ethnic sense, and as well from the need of helping those countries where sometimes the certain societies, they don't necessarily value their culture, for example, in ancient civilizations. And so a lot of this arose out of a need, really, towards society and uplifting our communities.
Wow, this is very interesting. It's very important for the listeners to be able to understand that really this is to unite all the cultures. So does anybody is able to participate? Is there a membership? Again, I wanted to make sure that you give our listeners the address, the phone number, the website so they can contact you. So first of all, the first question is there a membership?
We currently do not have a membership, but everyone is invited from all different races, all different backgrounds, countries. Everyone is welcome.
Okay, fantastic. So there is no memberships, everyone. Everybody is welcome to participate and to be able. And where can we find the House of Culture?
Right now we are located at 1988 Dufferin Street in Toronto, Ontario.
Fantastic. So it's 1988 Dufferin Street in Toronto, Ontario. The address and the phone number is 416-477-5642. And everybody is welcome to contact them and to find. Now, is there any workshop coming on? Are you working on something coming up right now that the listeners can go and participate? You have an ongoing weekly, monthly meetings or anything like that?
Yes, actually, every Friday we do have cinema forums at the House of Culture. So this June, our June activities are actually, we're still in progress. It's still a work in progress right now, but they're soon going to come out, and we can actually send an email out to those who are interested in our June activities and our regular activities. As well, on June 8th, which is very soon this Saturday coming up, we are going to be at the Oakwood Festival of Arts that members of this festival have invited us, and we will do yoga classes for family members. We as well sell different products that we have to support our cultural activities. For example, we as well sell probiotic yogurt that we make ourselves. And all this goes not to us in a personal way, but it goes towards the House of Culture because the majority of our activities are free for the general public.
Wow. This is unheard of. Nowadays, you pay for everything. So if the listeners have paid attention, this is free, ladies and gentlemen. So you are able to contact them, participate of their activities. I hear yoga classes June the 8th. They're in Oakville to give yoga sessions. So fantastic. This is amazing. And we need the support of Torontonians and people in Ontario to help out and to be more aware of what the House of Culture is doing for our Toronto society. So congratulations. And on that note, what do you see? How do you see the House of Culture? What's new in the future?
Wow. Well, there's a lot new in the future, a lot of projects that we have. We actually have planned to expand our accessible piano classes that we currently offer at a low price. Again, All this goes to be able to support our cultural activities. We as well plan to expand our yoga classes to include prenatal exercises. We as well plan to expand our vegetarian cooking classes. We as well are looking into expanding our basically our support system for the House of Culture, being yogurt and as well other natural products that we do offer at an accessible price. And really, the possibilities are endless, because we do as well work at an international level. It's not just something that's within this particular community, although it's very important. We work with the community, but we as well work at an international level as an international organization. So really, the possibilities are endless.
Wow, this is great. It's fantastic. And thank you so much for sharing. And here at Liz the Tea Radio Show, you have all the support. I will be promoting every chance I have. I will be putting links on the Liz the Tea Radio Show to let everyone know. Listen, everyone, piano lessons. We all look for piano lessons for our kids. If you are in that area, piano lesson for your children or if yourself, I assume it's for all ages, at very low cost, yoga lesson, prenatal class, vegetarian cooking. A lot of people nowadays are switching to vegetarian eating, so this is fantastic. I can't believe that all this is for a very low cost, or sometimes no cost at all. Nowadays, people are on a very tight budget, and to be able to take those things is not in their means. So if the House of Culture is able to help and support our community to create more education, as like you mentioned before, re-educate our society. This is amazing. This is fantastic. I cannot believe, Ivan, that our time is kind of running out. Every time I invite somebody with an amazing subject like this to education, art, culture, time just flies at the Liz the Tea Radio Show. I want to thank you so much for being able to be part of the Liz the Tea Radio Show. We wish you all the greatest success, and we, again, we'll be promoting every event that you have. Just do not hesitate to contact us, because we will be here to support you. And thank you. But do you have any last words?
I would like to thank all our members here at the House of Culture that make everything possible at the national and the international level. And especially like to give thanks to you, Lizzie, for being able to give us the opportunity to be on the Lizzie T Radio Show. And it's amazing what you do, and we as well support you in all your activities that you do, and as well hopefully we might be able to speak again on the radio another time, or we can meet even in person. We'd like to invite you as well and all the listeners to our activities, and we hope we can see you in the near future.
Fantastic. And definitely, yes, I will be popping in at the address. Again, listeners, is the House of Culture. Their address is 1988 Dufferin Street in Toronto. They have lots of activity. They're educating our culture, and they're telling everyone how to get in contact with them. So thank you so much again, Ivan, for being part. And make it everyone a fantastic day. This is your host and the producer of the Liz the Tea Radio Show. Now, if you have any idea for a show, or if you have any questions about this show, please contact us at radio@lizt.ca. Again, it's radio@lizt.ca. And our fan page is facebook.com/LizzieT. And please like us there at Facebook. Thank you so much, everyone, and make it a fantastic day.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.